Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Happy Father's Day! Who is loving being at Horizon Church Father's Day 2019? I know that I am. Yes, we are really, truly blessed with the best here at Horizon Church with the quality of fathers that we get to call our own. And for me, it is such an honour to be part of the team that get to say thank you this morning. I know that it is probably quite often, fathers, that you hear things like, Dad, can I borrow some money? Honey, it's your turn for the nappies. Dad, can you do an extra lap around the block so that my friends don't see you picking me up? But this morning, we get to say thank you. We get to honour you. And so it really is a privilege to be part of this morning's service and really get to honour you and make this morning all about you. It's going to be a great, great, great morning in church. I would like to take this opportunity as well just for us to do a quick shout out, really honour the senior pastor and the father of our house, Pastor Brad. We really are blessed with the best. The way he leads and loves our church. So, like I said, we really do have the greatest fathers here at Horizon Church, and the quality is just amazing. Even fathers non-biological who carry spiritual weight, we're just incredibly blessed. So we could have asked a lot of young people, youth, to come up this morning and share about their dads and share with our church community, but we know you've got lunches to go to, gadgets to play with, and a lot of massage vouchers to redeem from your kids. So we have selected four to come up this morning to share a bit about their dad, share a value, and just really celebrate the representative of dads that we have in our church. So, without further ado, can you please help me welcome four of our amazing speakers this morning? It is Brock Thomas, Holly Martin, Dom Lenzo, and Jazz Arnold. Come on up, guys. So this morning, these guys are just going to share a bit about their dad, share a bit about a value that their dad has imparted into their heart that really is reflective of the father heart of our God. So they're going to share some photos, share some funny stories, but really it's celebrating just the breadth and quality of the fathers that we have in our house. So without further ado, and the verse that we'll be sharing around this morning is Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 7 in the NIV version. And it reads, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." You're going to be encouraged this morning. You're going to have a great morning, church. Can you please help me welcome Brock Thomas to start us off?
Thank you. G'day. Yeah, as Alyssa said, we're speaking in Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 7. So yeah, it says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up." And I kind of see these as installing values into your children. And values that I've actually noticed and seen in my dad is the way that he's actually driven and committed in every situation. And I've got a bit of a story about that. So, yeah, always got a story, the Thomases. So it's actually at a father and father and child camp we did with school. So you're paired with your dads and you're versing the other kids and dads. And if you do know the Thomases, saying that we're competitive is probably a bit of an understatement. We're there and we're there to win. So some of these challenges we've done is we've done archery, go-karting and things like that, and we've won them all because we're the Thomases. And now comes the final challenge. And the final challenge is it's a big canoe race. So there's everyone there. And so we get up for the first race. And the first race, we go and we absolutely pull out in front and smash everyone. And then comes the second race. And the second race, we actually lap two other people and we win again. And now comes the last race. So this is a big race. And the instructor goes, he goes, "All right, winner takes all." And we're going, "Stuff, we've won everyone, but all right, we'll deal with this." But okay, so he counts down for this last race. He goes, 3, 2, 1. And as he says go, about four other competitors grab onto our boat to hold us back. So everyone's going and we're getting held back. And so what my dad, he tells me to divert my paddling to actually getting my oar and whacking the other people holding our boat. So I'm talking fingers, heads, toes, anything in reach of my oar, it's going to get hit. And so after a short time of them being profusely smacked with our oars, we end up getting away and going. And so I see my dad, he starts paddling. And it's not a normal paddle, though. This is a paddle like it's a life and death situation. He's paddling for his dignity here. We're not losing this one. And so we start passing people, and to this day, I still think that people think we had some sort of engine or something on the back, because we're going straight through passing everyone, and we're coming up to last person, we're neck and neck, and just as we go to pull across the line, we pull in front, and we take the win for this one as well. As the Thomas says, we take another win. And the thing with this, though, is as much as my dad is, he's driven and he's competitive and he's committed and not pushed around, he also knows when to commit a situation to God, and he also knows when to let God handle something. And I've seen this from business to finances to even his effort and time. I always see him commit the situations to God. And seeing this in my dad has actually brought me to notice that it's actually a reflection of God's heart. It's a reflection of God's heart towards his children. And the same way we read about Jesus putting faith and committing situations to God is actually the same way I've seen my dad commit situations to God as well. And it's an aspect that I've always seen my dad install in his life and install in his family's life as well. And it's something that I really take away from that. And so, yeah, thank you. I love you, Dad. Love you lots. But yeah, thanks. Now for Holly.
Hi guys, my name is Holly, and if you don't know who my dad is, his name is Mike, and I have a great dad. I am very blessed. He supports me doing what I love, and he watches me play netball and sits through those long hours of dance concerts and recitals. He always encourages me to do my very best and nothing less. I'm so glad I had this opportunity to come up here and honour him, because he is an amazing dad. Some things that you may not know about my dad is he is insanely good at imitating a dog's bark. We will be driving to somewhere and he sees either someone we know or just sometimes a random stranger doing something funny. He winds down the window, our whole family ducks down because we all know what he's going to do. He then barks at the poor person and scares the living daylights out of them. One time he barked at some friends of ours at a cafe. They didn't see us, but this other dog barked back. It is so embarrassing, but I mean, dad's got to be a dad, right? Another thing is, we were at the markets in the city a few weeks ago, and there was a store that was selling Bluetooth microphones. And the woman who was running the stall asked my dad if he wanted to try some. He, of course, took up the offer and started singing Elvis Presley, Are You Lonesome Tonight? It was really loud and the whole markets could hear him. I nearly died. In Deuteronomy 6-7, it states, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them onto your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." One value of many of what my dad has impressed into me is to always worship and praise God through the good and the hard times. To not worry and not to be anxious, but just to trust God, because he will bring us through and take care of us. A verse that he likes to share with our family when there is hard times is Chronicles 20-21. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Teoka. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God and you'll be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you'll be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." My dad demonstrates this value to me in so many ways, and these are just a few of them. He wakes up at 5 a.m., goes to the lounge room, prays and worships God. He puts on worship music when he is cleaning up. He prays over every decision he makes, and every decision I make, he prays over it with me. He has been the biggest influence on my life, always being there for me and always supporting me in my decisions that I make, but always steering me in the right way. And I just wanted to say thank you, Dad, for being such an awesome legend and always trusting me in God, trusting in God and always trusting in me. Thank you so much for making life so entertaining and working so hard for us. I love you so much. Over to Dom.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, my turn at last. Hi, my name is Dominic, just in case you didn't know that. And my dad is Sam Lanzo, as you can probably see right here. First, before I start, I'd just like to say a few things about my dad. One, he is very passionate. His dad was born in Sicily, Italy, and his mum was born in Calabria, Italy. So if you see him waving his arms around like a madman, don't worry. It's just him being his normal self. Two, my dad is very strong, both physically and spiritually. I have witnessed both firsthand. And lastly, my dad really, really, really loves fast cars. The type that are from last century and make that annoying petrol smell. We've all been sharing from Deuteronomy chapters 6, verses 6 to 7 about value our dad has taught us. The one that my dad taught me is, no matter what you do, God will always love you. I learned this by, well, one day when I was just a little kid, I had done something wrong, and I felt like I had let my dad down. But then my dad came up to me and said, Dominic, no matter what you do, I will always love you. And it's the exact same thing with God. Yeah. He was right. In Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39, it says, I am absolutely convinced nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way our Lord Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. No matter what we do, or no matter how many mistakes we make, even if we let God down through sin, He will always be there for you, loving and caring, being the best kind of father. God has not changed His mind about you. And I want to thank today, my dad today, for just always being loving, caring, and just showing me what our Heavenly Father is like. Thanks, Dad. Dominic, out.
How good was that? Thanks, Tom. That was the best. I'm really excited to share this morning and just get to honour my dad. So it's going to be great. It's already been so good. This is my dad and Steve and I on the screen. I know, the resemblance, you can see it already, right? We look a little bit different now. He has a few more greys. I'm a little bit taller. And this is my family. This is the Arnold clan. Dad and the three girls. A lot of you would recognize my sister Sam from around church. But I absolutely love my family. And what was really amazing is my parents became Christian when I was about 5. So we got to go on this huge journey of faith together, which was really incredible. And it meant that we got to grow up together in church. And we really got to see how the love of God completely transformed us as a family, which I just still think is one of our biggest testimonies. There is one major problem with this photo, though. It is missing a very important Arnold family member. And if anyone knows the Arnold family, you know that's our dog, Jack. He is, without a doubt, the favourite child in our family. He is the most loved for and cared animal in the entire world. And definitely, though, we're going to give it to Dad today because he's the son that Dad never had. He offers him he offers some much-needed gender support with me and my sister and my mum. And he's still the only one to this day that will sit and watch the cricket with my dad. We tried. But we've been sharing from Deuteronomy, and I definitely think that the greatest characteristic that Dad shows that really reflects the heart of God is that he knows what's best for us. So no matter the season, that he knows what's best for his children and for his family. And the way that's expressed actually changes depending on the season and the situation that we're in. I can remember so many times where he would sit down with us and he would try and learn what we were doing at school, or even now, like at uni, which is a lot harder. He would try and learn the subject. He'll try and learn what we're doing just to be able to help us with that, just to be able to help teach us there. And I think between my sister and I, he would have read hundreds upon hundreds of essays and assignments. And thank you for that, Dad. Really appreciate it. And these are the moments that I look back on and I see that they just show the extreme love and care and generosity of Dad, just in order to give us the best in that season. And then there are other times, and there are other times and seasons that we've been in where he's just really given us room to grow. He's just really given us room to stretch and challenged us to be better and to be more of who God created us to be. And I just, like, definitely for me, he definitely challenged me to live a life of integrity and to work hard in every circumstance. And that was something he did fully leading from the front. Like, he worked so hard in his job. He's a civil engineer, and he definitely set a standard for our family of how hard to work in that place and to be even just a better father and just a better husband all the time. And it's this way of leading and counseling that I definitely just see how much it reflects the heart of God and how he leads us as his children. That God wants the best for us in every single circumstance, and he knows what that is, no matter the season. And it reminds me of the Psalms. So it's Psalm 32:8, and it says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." And I just think that's so beautiful. And it's something that I have seen proven in my relationship with God over and over again. There have been seasons of my life where he has just completely poured out his love and blessing over me. I think my biggest example of that is when I moved back to Sydney, and there was this huge leap of faith for me. It was this huge step of obedience in my relationship with God. And I just saw that that season was completely blessed by God. His love was poured out on me, his generosity. And then there are other times where God has put me and led me into situations that he's just really challenged me to grow into more of who he created me to be. So I just know that in every season of life that God always wants what's best for me. He always knows what's best for me. And he sees the big picture of our life. He knows areas that we need to grow and stretch in. He knows areas we need to be challenged. He knows areas where he needs to pour out his love and blessing. He knows places where we need his help and comfort. And no matter what we're going through or what's happening in our world, what's happening in that season, in that situation, God knows what's best for us. And I'm just so thankful that I have a dad that fully reflects that part of the of God. Love you, Dad. And thank you so much.
How beautiful is that? Can we please give our amazing speakers a hand? You guys can grab your seats. Thank you so much. And their dads a hand for letting them share. So great. Isn't it encouraging to hear these values that dads have imparted? And like I said, just representation of the dads that we have in our church and the quality of fatherhood that that we have. And I myself am incredibly blessed with a phenomenal dad, none other than Warren Scott Searles. Not just big in stature, but big in heart. He looks like he could, you know, hurt someone, but he's the kind of guy that I'll walk in the door and he's like, "Alyssa, you got to sit down. There's an X Factor audition that will bring you to tears." If there's a story of an underdog on any audition tape, he is bawling. I mean, you need to get the tissues. So I've had some amazing, awesome memories with my dad, a lot of which have happened in the car. Dads, I'm sure you'll know that, you know, driving your kids to different things, sporting commitments, things like that. It was all my sister's sporting commitments. Unless you consider eating the red frogs on the side of netball lines a sporting commitment, then it was also my sporting commitments. But just memories and moments that I had with Dad in the car. I remember one was Dad was traveling to a speaking engagement, and I had prior said that I would go with him. Being a young teenage girl, I was like, yeah, I'll go. Woke up on Saturday morning, just didn't feel like it. And so Dad turned to a great tool for fatherhood, bribery. And he said, Alyssa, if you come with me to the speaking engagement, I will make this trip fun. And every single McDonald's we pass, you get something from McDonald's. I was like, I'm sorry, what? He goes, every single McDonald's we pass on the way there and on the way back, I have to buy you something from every McDonald's. I was like, are you telling me that today the only food I'm going to eat is McDonald's food? He's like, that's correct. I was like, let's go. And I got in that car. Now, Horizon Church, I don't know if you know, but there are a lot of McDonald's in Sydney. And we kept going, we kept going, we kept going. Now, this was before their healthy menu. And honestly, it got to a point where I was sitting at the drive-thru window crying, tears down my eyes, going, can you just sell me an apple or a water or something? I felt so sick from all the McDonald's I had consumed that it was honestly a solid 1 to 2 years before I could ever eat McDonald's again. So, dads, if you've got kids that are struggling with eating a lot of McDonald's, take a leaflet from Warren Selzer's book. Another time I remember in the car with my dad was we grew up in a rough kind of city of Sydney. That's right, y'all. Selzers grew up in the hood. And I remember one morning my sister and I, we were quite young and we lived on a cul-de-sac and there was play equipment down the end. My sister and I, excited one Saturday morning, ran down to get onto the play equipment, but somebody in the early hours of the morning had come out and had lit all the equipment on fire. So the whole play area, I'm telling you, we grew up in the hood. So the whole place was on fire, and then the only thing they'd left was half a slide with, you know, some inappropriate language. And we went in and we told my dad. He's like, right. He got in the car. He's like, girls, get in the car. It's still early in the morning. They'll still be out there. We can find this person. So he's just skulking the streets of Sydney with us in the car. And he's like, does anybody smell like fire out there? We're like, oh my gosh, Dad, self-appointed neighborhood watch over here. So I really am blessed with the best dad, but one probably memory that stands out to me the most, one thing that he did, one driving memory maybe even that sticks out to me the most is when I was younger, I grew up a child of divorced parents, and I remember there was a period of time where I really started to struggle with just moments of anxiety, particularly around nighttime. And I remember one time I was at my mum's house, and that was about 2 hours away from where my dad lived. And I remember one night time, it was about 12:30, 1 a.m. I was quite young, and I just remember having a moment of anxiety. I remember the emotion took over. I remember, and it started to get to a point where I couldn't, I started to, you know, hyperventilate a little bit. And the thing that I just kept saying in my household was, I just need a hug from dad. All I want is a hug from dad. Just get me my dad. I need a hug. I just kept saying it over and over and over again, I need a hug from dad. And so after a little bit, when the people in my house realized I wasn't settling down anytime soon, I got the phone given to me and I called my dad. And I distinctly remember it was a short call, because when a dad hears his daughter, when a dad hears their child in help, they know how to identify. And I remember I was on the phone, it was a short call to my dad. And I said, Dad, I just need a hug from you. He tried to calm me down on the phone. When he realized it wasn't working, he said, hold tight, I'm on my way. He hung up the phone. At 1 a.m., he got in his car and he drove 2 hours to where I was. I saw his car pull up at the top of the driveway. I didn't even wait for him to get to the door. I sprinted out. I ran up to my dad. He hugged me. In that moment, he prayed over me. He reminded me who I am. You're Alyssa Sells. He reminded me whose I am. You're a daughter of the King, your Heavenly Father. And he reminded me what that meant. Whatever has you right now has no power against the love of your Heavenly Father. He held me until it calmed down. The whole thing took about 7 minutes. He drove 2 hours one way for 7 minutes. I calmed down. He reminded me there's angels around my driveway, that nothing can touch you when you're a daughter of the King, when you've got the love of your Heavenly Father. I went back inside. For me, I grew up with a dad that I knew that there was nothing too great, no distance too far, no time too late where he would not demonstrate his love for me, where he would not tackle anything to get to his daughter to demonstrate that he loved me. I understand how blessed I am to have that story. I'm also all too aware that so many of us don't have that story of our earthly father, that we don't share in that kind of a story. But the joy, the peace, and the comfort that comes on Father's Day is the fact that no matter what story you might have from your earthly father, be it positive like mine or be it not so positive, no matter the story you got given from your earthly father this morning, we have free and complete access to a story of a completely different kind. This story is one marked by love, redemption, hope, promise, unyielding grace, and forgiveness. And it's the story that our Heavenly Father gives us in the Bible. It's the story of the gospel. The story that there is a Heavenly Father that loves you so much, that cares for humanity so greatly, that there is nothing that could, would, and will ever stop Him from demonstrating His love for us. So that He did what no earthly father could ever do, not even a great one like mine. He demonstrated His love by sending His one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross, to take away the weight of sin, the burden of sin for us, so that we could enter freely every day into relationship with our Heavenly Father, and that every day we can receive, walk in, and enjoy the demonstration of an eternal love that our Heavenly Father gave us. And so this morning, I really want to encourage us. Knowing about God, having heard about God, is distinctly different from experiencing the love of a Heavenly Father. And so this morning, what I'm believing is going to happen is you are going to experience, if you haven't already, the love of a Heavenly Father. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create an opportunity where you can receive and respond to that. What I'd love you to do is if everyone could close their eyes and bow their heads. We do this to create an opportunity of privacy, where this moment is just between you and your Heavenly Father. I'm going to pray a prayer and we're all going to repeat it. What this prayer is doing is this prayer is saying we accept and receive Jesus, the love of a Heavenly Father, into our lives, and that from this moment onwards, no matter the story that we may have had, no matter the story to come, we accept the story that is ours, that Jesus loved us so much, that God, our Heavenly Father, loved us so much that we never need to know anything else again other than the love of a Heavenly Father. So if you would, church, I'd love you to repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross so that I can have relationship with you. This morning, I receive forgiveness and accept you into my heart and my life. Come and be my Savior. Thank you for unconditionally loving me. In Jesus' name, amen. What I'd love you to do is keep your eyes shut and your heads bowed. And if that was you and this morning you said that prayer for the first time, maybe like I said, you'd heard about God, but it's different to receive the love of a Heavenly Father. And maybe this morning that was your first time or your first time in a long time of receiving and accepting the love of a Heavenly Father, of entering into relationship with Him. If that was you, what I'd love you to do is just right now pop up your hand. Would love to pray with you. And we've just got a few team members around that are just going to see that. So if you could just pop up your hand right now. That's an amazing decision over there. Incredible decision over here. You're not alone. Just pop up your hand. If that's you and this morning, amazing decision. Incredible decision. And this morning you want to accept the love of a Father, a Heavenly Father, the perfect Father. What no other earthly father could do, He did for us. Amazing decision. Incredible. I'll just give one more minute. If that's you, and this morning you want to make a decision, you might not know it all, that's okay, but you want to say yes to the love of a Heavenly Father. Amazing. Amazing. Lord God, we thank you for every single person who put up their hand this morning. We thank you that this morning marks their eternity, Lord God, that this morning they said yes to the love of a Heavenly Father, a love that will never leave, a love that will never taint, a love that will never let them down. We seal their identity, their eternity in you. And we thank you, Lord God, that from this moment on, they will know nothing else, Jesus, but the love of their Heavenly Father. And all of Horizon Church said, and all of Horizon Church said, amen. Can we give everybody who just popped their hand up a big hand? We honestly believe you just made the greatest decision.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.